USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Republican co-chair of the 9/11 Commission criticizing Republicans who oppose a similar commission for the January riot at the Capitol. Former New Jersey Senator Thomas Kane telling The Guardian the failure to establish the commission is democracy's loss, and some Republicans are afraid of what they'd find out. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer seems to agree.
But out of fear or fealty to Donald Trump, the Republican minority just prevented the American people from getting the full truth about January 6th. The Republican minority just prevented the Senate from even debating the bill.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission would not have uncovered crucial new facts or promoted healing. A tense weekend expected in Oklahoma, several events planned around Tulsa to mark 100 years since a deadly race massacre. Homeland Security warning white supremacist groups may target the events. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A new COVID variant found in Asia. Vietnam's health minister announcing Saturday it has found a variant that's a hybrid of the UK and Indian variants. This variant said to be much more transmissible, especially in the air, and it replicates itself very quickly. Meanwhile, in the U.S., President Biden saying yesterday we're getting closer to his vaccine goal.
I set an ambitious goal of getting 70% of adult Americans at least one shot by July the 4th. Today, just over a month to go, we're at 62%. 10 states have already reached the 70% milestone.
Biden adds we're not just saving lives, but getting our lives back as America rebounds from the depths of the pandemic. President Biden's $6 trillion budget proposal released Friday. It prioritizes infrastructure, education, research, public health, paid family leave, and child care. But it does not include a national minimum wage of $15 an hour or a ban on using federal funds for most abortions, a ban in effect since 1976 and known as the Hyde Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
An update on the man suspected in a deadly mass shooting in California. Here's Wendy King.
The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office says the suspect in this week's mass shooting at a light rail yard in San Jose had a dozen guns and 20,000 rounds of ammunition at his home. According to police, he set his home on fire as he left for the shooting. On the morning, he opened fire at the San Jose light rail yard where he worked for 9 years. Sam Cassidy was scheduled to have a disciplinary hearing. Some of his co-workers had filed complaints that he had made racist comments. He also bragged in a threatening way to his co-workers about having firearms. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Memorial Day weekend tradition is back, and with fans. Here's Tim Berg.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway will only be at 40% capacity for this year's Indy 500, but it's still set to be the largest crowd for a single event of its kind during the pandemic. NBC's Mike Chirico says fans are thrilled to be back. He tells the story of one man in particular who's grown accustomed to attending every year, but had to get creative when COVID pumped the brakes on everything last year.
One guy didn't want his streak to end, so he went back and watched the prior year's race, thought he could see a tree that would look into the track, went to the folks who own the house, he climbed up in their tree, and he was able to watch the race from there. So he kept his streak alive, and he'll be here back in his seat this year.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.